Hello there, and welcome to another episode of The Unwatchables.
We are three Marvel shows in. We've gone through WandaVision, we've gone through The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and now we're on Loki, which is so good, by the way. And only
He's
now...
He's the best one, but that's for later.
Only now do we decide to talk about one of them. Today we're talking
about
WandaVision. Yeah,
we're a little bit late to the party, to put it
lightly. Yeah, we are very late. All the hype, and there was a lot of hype around WandaVision has died down completely. No one's talking about it anymore.
We probably could have gotten a lot of views on a YouTube video about WandaVision if we did right before the finale.
Heck yeah.
I know we had one recorded and never released it, so that's kind of a rip.
Yeah, all the hype has died down. And when all the hype has died down, that's when we jump in to get the stragglers. And there probably
literally
aren't
all
even,
the time.
There are probably no more stragglers. It's probably just us talking to no one.
Have we ever actually put out an episode in the middle of the hype?
No. No, we have not. But you know what? That's who we are. We are tardy. We are respectably tardy.
You know, speaking of tardy, I am pretty tardy. I got like 90 tardies at school this year. It was kind of sad.
That is sad. That's very sad. Yeah. But you know what else is sad? WandaVision. Kind of sad.
Sad because it was a sad show or sad because it was a disappointment?
It's sort of both. Okay, before we just get into all of that stuff, let's just start. Marvel shows.
Wow.
Marvel
start.
Shows.
Let's...
Marvel shows. You know, going off all the movie stuff, you would usually expect a TV show going out like directly off a movie to be like a lot lower in quality. You know, you'd expect it to be really episodic. Like, we can take The Mandalorian, for example. I don't think Mandalorian had a drop in quality from the movies. I think it had, like, an increase in quality. But in storytelling, it's more episodic. It follows the traditional TV show thing. Lots of filler and all that. And
okay,
I was expecting...
Quickly,
I was
aside on that point.
Yep.
Every movie TV show ever made has just been a... cash grab. Like, there are TV shows for so many movies. Like, it's so annoying. Like, every time I see one of them on Netflix or something, it's like garbage, but they make money off of it because it has a name.
Yeah. But as I was saying, I think everyone was expecting at least one of these just to be, you know, all episodic. But instead, what we got was a very long movie. And the good thing about Marvel is, though they have, in my opinion, a lot of pure trash, all of that pure trash fits, you know? It all is part of this larger story. Everything, even the smallest and most unnecessary movies still sort of matter in the long run. So anything that does matter, anything that happens in one of these movies or shows is sort of important to a character. Well, obviously it's important to a character, but it's important to the overall story.
This isn't the type of show where, like, I know it's a lot like this with Star Wars. All of the Star Wars shows you could just not watch, and it wouldn't make a difference. Like, obviously, so the shows are some of the best parts of Star Wars, better than, well, the majority of the movies. But
true that.
I'm not sure. I can't really judge yet because obviously we just sort of got thrown into these shows with a year of nothing, and this is like this Marvel's new start, which seems to be what a lot of franchises are doing, going into TV and stuff. Like, Star Wars and Marvel are both doing this, but I'm gonna guess that it's less gonna be less like Star Wars. And these are gonna be more like must watch things, you know?
Yeah, and it's also interesting to note that I'm pretty sure Pixar is going into TV shows now. Aren't they having like a Monsters
Inc.? They just released a movie like 2 days ago.
You mean like a trailer?
No, a new movie.
They released a movie?
Luca.
Oh, no, I mean like...
What about like the mermaid kid?
Oh, okay. Well,
I think that came out yesterday.
Yeah, but Pixar also is releasing a Monsters Inc. TV show, which should be interesting.
Wait, that's a TV show?
Luca? No, they're releasing a Monsters Inc. TV show.
Monsters Inc., that's a TV show.
Yeah, they're releasing a TV show.
Oh, I thought that was a new movie.
It's called, like, look at the animation, it's terrible. It's not terrible, it's very cheap.
That's sad for Pixar, cheap animation.
Well, it's a TV show. You can't expect still, Pixar. But
the same quality.
You can't expect God level animation except from Clone Wars.
Clone Wars is literally the best animation on the planet. You cannot fight me about that.
Yeah, but like
and with the Marvel shows certainly didn't drop in quality, so why should Pixar?
Yeah, but like with Marvel, or like with a lot of shows, like focusing on a character of a larger story, you'll have them do some unimportant event. It's just a little adventure of their own. But with all these characters, with Wanda, this is extremely important. With Falcon and Winter Soldier, it's extremely important. It's their next
that
big
has
step.
To be that's easily gonna be the most important one. Like, you cannot miss that one.
Yeah,
because if not, you're gonna be very confused with the new flying bird man.
Well, I think the same
Captain America.
I think the same with WandaVision. I mean, suddenly she's in this badass Scarlet Witch costume. Everyone's
yeah,
dead,
same thing,
you
I
know.
Guess.
Yeah, and now she has this book, this weird, creepy book. You know, now there's witches.
And, I mean, we don't know how Loki's gonna end because so far we've only got two, which some of the best episodes of television I've seen. But that's a different story. So I can't really tell if that's gonna have any effect because I guess he is sort of just something new, you know. But who knows?
Yeah. But anyway, just going off the movies, we were expecting, as I said, we were expecting something different. But what instead what we're getting is long movies. And in my opinion, it's working out. Like, we'll talk about Falcon and Winter Soldier another day. But with WandaVision, I think just looking at the beginning of the show, looking at the end of the show, there's that clear arc and it has the same effect on the overall Marvel story as any movie, in my opinion.
And I guess it's only a little bit longer than a movie, too. What is it, like 7 20-minute episodes?
The episodes are like 40, 50 minutes.
WandaVision was like 25. It was shorter.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Huh.
I'm pretty sure, because it was all that... I remember being super mad because the episodes always looked very long, but then they'd have like 15 minutes of credits.
those credits were mad. Like, who has credits that long? Like, after the first step, like, at the end of the first episode, I was like, okay, we've got some stuff left. What's going on? Then I see the end credits roll up, and I'm like, what the heck? Okay, is there an after scene?
I think I watched those. For some reason, I didn't just skip it. I think I watched the credits for like 10 minutes.
You didn't want to miss
before
anything.
I was like... Whoa.
I'm always
afraid with Marvel to just skip the credits.
Yeah, whenever I actually start a show that has end credits, I always, like, especially like with the intro, obviously, as well, I'll watch the full intro, and then I'll watch the full outro once, and then I'll skip it every other time, except for the few
exactly.
shows.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta see the intro music at least once.
There are some shows.
Wait, what shows do you not skip it with?
Attack on Titan, mostly.
Yeah, Sam. I was going to say that. The theme songs for that show were fire.
And Death Note. first half of Death Note.
I only watched that one once.
Yeah, but... Yeah,
the
so
WandaVision themes were kind of goofy. They had like a different theme every episode, you know?
Yeah. And the intro is like... They were actually important to the story, which is interesting. But
well,
yeah. No, I mean, like,
not
it's not like,
true.
Like,
it's not something you'd want to skip, but it was like, it kind of showed like what sitcom it was imitating.
It like set the theme for the episode, and the theme of the episode was important.
So yeah, I think WandaVision was a pretty decent start. Like, it's not like they screwed it up, but now no one's ever going to watch their television again.
Yeah.
It wasn't the best show I've ever seen, that's for sure, but it was good. It had, like, the fun sitcom theme was fun. It would have been way more interesting if I'd actually seen any of the sitcoms it was themed after.
Yeah, it seems like one of those crazy, like, off-road journeys that suddenly breaks into the main storyline. You know, like, you're just seeing Wanda go off and do her own little thing, and then suddenly it's just going to roar back into the main storyline. I think that's what these shows are going to do. But what were your initial thoughts of the first few episodes? Because... You know my thoughts. I'll say my thoughts. I did not like the second episode. I really liked the first episode. I think the second episode just didn't do what it was supposed to do. Well, it did half of what it was supposed to do, but the other half, and I think the more important half for a TV show, it failed at. I think that the first episode, it was great setup. It set up the whole mystery. You're like, what the hell's going on here? No one knows. And then the second episode plays into that even more. No one knows what's going on, and they drop like these few little hints here and there. They have all this weird stuff going on. But then, like, they did a really good job with that, like, continuing the slow burn mystery. But I thought they should have at least made the episode good, because the whole episode was Vision drunk on gum, then like got stuck on his.
Funny.
It got like stuck on his insides, just doing a magic show. And I thought
one thing that doesn't make sense is, isn't Vision like able to reach through things? So why not just reach inside yourself and pull it out?
Yeah, but I think it's because this is Wanda's interpretation of Vision. It's not actually Vision.
That's true. Yeah, the start of the show, I really liked it. I think it was very unique, and I like that a lot in shows. I like things that have this vibe to them that you can't, like, screw up. And I didn't mind the second episode. The sitcom storyline wasn't hugely interesting, but it was kind of funny, and I feel like it helped build the suspense. Obviously, it wasn't the best one. But the one problem I do have with this, specifically the start of the show, is there's absolutely zero rewatchability. Like, I'd never want to watch this again.
Agreed.
Not because it's bad, just because I know what's there. If I want to rewatch any part of the show, I'll just watch like the last two episodes and I'll get like everything interesting.
Yeah.
Or not everything interesting, but everything important.
All the enjoyability you get from these first episodes is watching it the first time and having that full mystery come out.
Yeah, trying to figure out why the heck is this happening. Like, because the trailers give you no hints. None of it gives you any hints. Like, it is kind of a little bit obvious.
Yeah,
but
when you rewatch it,
not entirely.
When you're rewatching it, you're not rewatching it for the mystery anymore because you've seen the mystery. The only thing you could be rewatching it for is the sitcom. I don't know anyone who'd rewatch a sitcom.
Plus, and it was not even a good sitcom.
Yeah, I think that was one thing I've come to terms with is the second episode. I don't think was trying to be a good sitcom. I think it should have tried to be a good sitcom, but it chose not to in some ways because like the sitcoms that, like the sitcoms of that time were they were like that, you know, which I know it's, I get that's what they were doing. I just didn't like it. Is that allowed? Are you allowed to say that? I get what you were trying to do. You did what you were trying to do, but I don't like it. Is that allowed?
Yeah, that's just saying you don't like it. You don't even have to add the first part.
Because I don't think I'd never say they didn't do a good job. They just didn't do what I thought they should have done. It's not in the way,
specifically with the end, it was not a very good job at all.
Oh, yeah, I don't think the ending.
I'm willing to say they did a bad job on the end.
Yeah, we'll talk about that, but yeah, the ending.
The show, like, up until the end was this wild, crazy, unique mystery with all these little hints and stuff. And then the ending was a bit too Marvel, if you know what I'm saying.
It was very Marvel-y. This is how you should imagine it. Like, you imagine the weirdness of Doctor Strange, the on-the-nose comedy of Ant-Man or Spider-Man, and then it just turns into the Civil War airport battle at the end. You know, you have all the best things of these movies, and then they just throw in the Civil War battle, you know?
The Civil War battle was pretty sick, but that's a Civil War
It was
War
sick.
Thing.
When we, it works in
that's
Civil,
Civil
War,
War,
but
thing.
I don't think an all-out just punchy battle works in this type of thing, because all of this is happening in Wanda's mind, you know?
The final battle really isn't.
Well, yeah, what I'm saying is, like, the entire show is about what's going on inside of Wanda, you know? Like, she's dealing with her grief, and I don't like they deal with her grief by having big punchy battle throw magic left and right, you know? Like, Wanda and Agatha just have I saw a funny comment, they're just having, like, a Super Mario Bros. Battle in the sky.
Bro, I don't even know how to end it, though. Like, I always fight these things, and then half the time I have no suggestions.
I have a suggestion. Why do you need a battle? Do they need a battle?
I'm just saying, I don't know how to end it.
Like,
they could just talk, I guess. But, like, that's...
Well, they don't even have to talk. They can just... I think they should have found a way to end it when Agatha was taking Wanda through all those memories. I think they should have found a way for Wanda to defeat her while they were going through the memories. I think that's just a much more interesting way to bring the conclusion instead of, ooh, you, bad guy. I, good guy. Let's fight, you know? that's not very interesting.
Speaking of Agatha, what on earth was going on there? Like, it was like, oh, what? It was her? And then it was like, well, you're just attacking her, and why on earth are you here?
Yeah. I really like "It Was Agatha All Along." I just love that.
Bro, that song is fire.
I thought that reveal, and my brother doesn't like that reveal at all. He thought it was really stupid. I'm like, oh, come on. It's just so funny. You know, it was just...
Brother, he's stupid.
He's like, you know something's up with Agatha. She's always weird. She's always there. You know, it's coming, you know? Even her name, Agatha. I mean, anyone who's... Like, if you... I know both of us sort of, towards the middle of the show, kind of got caught up on the comics. Not really on the comics. We kind of familiarized ourselves with, like, what portion of the comics this was following. So we knew Agatha was coming in and everything.
You know, I think that's a bit too generous to me. I just looked at Instagram too much.
Same thing.
I read all about Agatha Harkness, Googled a bunch of stuff because of Instagram, read all these things, got all interested, was like, huh, that's interesting. And then I turned on the episode where she got revealed.
Yeah, like, everyone knew.
Like, literally 5 minutes later.
Everyone knew she was going to be the villain, and I like that they played into that. You know, like, we're not going to...
What about Mephisto?
Like, we're not going to work on some big reveal. It was her all along. You know, I like that. And then, I really like that. What I didn't like was they feel like they did have the opportunity in the last episode to add a little bit more to that. You know, like, they reveal her a few episodes before the finale, and I feel like they, because they literally just tell you it was her all along, you know, which I love, I feel like that was the opportunity then in the final episode to throw just that little bit of salt and pepper into it, you know, to really spice it up. But they chose not to. If anything,
reveal why she was even there?
Because they wanted her to magic stuff, I think.
Didn't she just, like, want power from Wanda
something
or something?
Like that. I feel like Wanda had the Scarlet Witch power, and Agatha wanted the Scarlet Witch power or something.
That's such a weak
thing. Something like that. I don't remember, because I honestly don't think she
also
was
they
that
better explain the whole Scarlet Witch thing in Doctor Strange.
Yeah, because I honestly don't think she was that great of a villain, but I thought she had a lot of great moments. So I feel like,
you know,
they should have thrown some of that salt and pepper and seasoning into the final episode, but instead they took it away by not only really teasing the fans by Paul Bettany going, what did he say again? He was like,
I hate Paul Bettany. He was like, there's an actor I've always wanted to work with, this great reveal.
And then there's
just
himself.
I thought it was going to be like the Fantastic Four guy or something, and then it was himself. Like, screw you, Paul Bettany.
Not only that, but then they have that Quicksilver reveal. Like, what the heck?
Oh my God.
Marvel, you knew what you were doing. Don't turn this on the fans. I know everyone was like, oh, the fans had too big expectations. You blew it out of proportion.
That's not a large expectation.
Marvel knew what they were doing when they took the actor from the X-Men universe who plays Quicksilver and then pushes him into the story. You knew what
that
you were doing.
That is quite possibly the lowest expectation ever.
You knew, like, what you were doing. You knew what
you
were doing.
I can see why people were disappointed in the end because of their high expectations. Like, the whole Mephisto thing, which was stupid. Like,
I think
Devil.
That was stupid, in my opinion.
It would have been cool, but it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
And then, like, they're doing this with Spider-Man, the new movie, too. They're all like, Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
There's no way it happens.
And the
you
fans
can quote me on this and mock me in December if it happens. But you're all hyping yourself up, and then it comes out. You're all going to say it sucks because they didn't do exactly what you think they should have done. Something they said they weren't going to do months ago. Like, shut up, you stupid Tobey Maguire stans. He's not even a good actor.
And then they're the ones who think that, like, both Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield are going to show up. You know?
I couldn't care less. I think it would be cool, but I haven't even seen either of the movies for either of those Spider-Man.
Here's the thing. I think it's already basically been confirmed that in that new DCU Flash movie, Michael Keaton's Batman's going to show up. That's been confirmed.
Yeah, no, it's confirmed, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, taking in the OG superhero, putting him into the new thing. I don't think it's gonna happen for both.
Yeah,
I know
it would be cool.
Like a certain time, almost every single superhero movie was suddenly talking about how the OG version's gonna come in. You know, there was Spider-Man, the OGs are gonna come in. Then there's the Flash, and how OG Batman Michael Keaton's gonna come in. You know, it's just not gonna happen with Spider-Man.
I don't even want to see that movie. It's not even the good version of the Flash. The one from the show is way better until the show started to suck, but that's a different story. But yeah, my question about the Spider-Man thing is, my entire life, all I've heard is hate and everyone hating and despising Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield and, like, hating their movies. And now all of a sudden everybody loves them.
Everyone's consistently loved, or a lot of people have consistently loved Tobey Maguire. Like, my mom, she says he's the only Spider-Man, although she does think that Tom Holland's cute. people like Tobey Maguire. I don't like him as Peter Parker. I think he's a very good Spider-Man, though. You know, like, how Spider-Man, he's, like, all weak and insecure when he's Peter Parker, but when he puts on the suit, he's suddenly, like, so confident. I just like how in...
Yeah, that's like, what... The Marvel one, MCU, not Marvel, does perfectly.
Yeah, like, I really like how they do it in Tobey Maguire's and Sam Raimi's Spider-Man movies. They make him, like, so confident in when he puts the suit on. You know, like, in, I think when Tom Holland's Peter Parker puts on the suit, you know, he's still insecure, which I think works with him, you know? Because...
Mm-hmm.
You know, he it doesn't seem like he's figured himself out yet. He's still focusing. He's still so obsessed with the suit. You know, he's not. He doesn't know who he is yet. Which does.
So everyone
that's
does
what,
hate.
That's
Andrew
what
Garfield's
you get.
Spider-Man.
That's what you get when you don't have freaking Uncle Ben talk to Peter about how great power or something responsibility, some crap like that. I don't remember the quote.
I'm so glad they got rid of Uncle Ben. I'm so tired of that story.
Okay, but. Like, Uncle Ben is such a key
good.
Part of his character. He is the reason Peter Parker becomes a hero. And I think, and now that Tony Stark said, they have to have some sort of, like, they have to talk about Uncle Ben because he's such an, like, are they suggesting that Uncle
I
Ben
bet you
wasn't,
they will.
Are they suggesting that he wasn't an important part of Peter's life?
I don't think they are. They never said anything about why he became a hero. I think you're just supposed to assume it, and they just didn't want to tell that story for the 17th
time.
But we know,
Uncle Ben was a thing because Peter had his suitcase. But why doesn't he mm-hmm. have? But why doesn't he ever acknowledge his uncle's death?
I bet it's gonna happen in this next movie.
I don't want the whole Peter Parker going after his uncle's murderer. I think they just need to mention Uncle Ben so we know what kind of like their relationship. That's just one of the things that makes Peter Parker Peter Parker. You know, his relationship with his uncle. We don't need the whole...
Wait, so does everybody in general hate Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man?
I don't, actually. I like how punkish he is.
Andrew Garfield is, like, one of my favorite actors right now, but every scene I've seen of him as Spider-Man is not that great.
Like, I don't think that Tobey Maguire was a great high schooler. You know, he looked like a 25.
Well, he's like, how old was he? Like 30?
He looked like a very old high schooler.
He's in his
50s
now, right?
I think that Andrew Garfield got like the cool part of Spider-Man, and you know, like he has.
But Spider-Man isn't cool.
No, like he still had his he's kind of like a cool nerd, which I think did work to differ from Tobey Maguire's. You know, each Spider-Man is different from each other. They're not trying to be each other. They're really trying to be unique. And I do like Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man. I don't like the movies, but I do like his Spider-Man. And I think we should move on from the Spider-Man talk because
one
we
more
are...
thing. Did you ever hear about James Cameron's proposed Leonardo DiCaprio Spider-Man?
Excuse me, what the heck?
James Cameron, like the Titanic and Avatar guy, tried as hard as he could to make a Spider-Man where Leonardo DiCaprio was Peter Parker in the 90s. And I'm not going to talk about it because, you know, what was supposed to happen in the movie was not very something you want to talk about on here, but it's wild.
My imagination is brimming right now. Okay, well,
but yeah, back to WandaVision.
Yeah, well, we'll touch upon that another time, I guess. But yeah, WandaVision. I know we've sort of been clowning it, like clowning the final episode a bit. So let's go on to some of the positives. The acting was
the final episode.
We've been clowning upon the final episode. Let's get back to some of the good stuff. Because I know talking about the bad things, it's fun, you know.
It's easier to talk about. The bad things is easier.
You know, humans are so negative. It's just what we do. So let's get on to some of the good stuff. The acting was damn good.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's grown to be unexpected from Marvel. Like, wait, who's the last actor that played like a main role in Marvel that was bad?
I would argue that I'm trying to think of someone. Yeah, they don't think they have any bad actors. I will say, what's his name? Tom Hiddleston. When Tom Hiddleston,
Don't call Tom Hiddleston a bad actor.
No, I'm not going to. He's my favorite Marvel character.
So good.
He's my favorite Marvel character. When, in 2012, when 2012's Avengers first came out, I saw it, and I did not like.
You saw it in 2012?
Yeah, I did not like Loki. I was so...
8-year-old you?
I was so convinced that they chose the wrong actor for Loki. I did not know who Loki was, I hated him so much. He was so snide, he was so annoying, he was so greasy and slimy.
Isn't that the point?
That is the point, isn't it? 8-year-old me had no comprehension about what a good villain is. They were succeeding by getting 8-year-old me to hate this guy with a passion, and I was so convinced that they casted the wrong guy. You know, he's a bad actor. Bad, bad, bad. He's terrible, 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 because I do not like him. He is so mean, he's greasy, he smiles creepy. And I'm like...
That's the point.
It's the point. Exactly, it's the point. I don't know what...
8-year-old Jackie is stupid.
I was stupid.
Well, so imagine watching Avengers the year it came out. Couldn't be me.
Yeah, imagine. I remember we got it on
Redbox.
How many
Marvel movies have you seen in theaters?
Not too many. We got it. We got the first Avengers, not Captain America first Avengers. We got 2012's Avengers movie on Redbox, and it was so you know, like how DVDs, no one uses DVDs anymore, but you know how they got all scratched.
Oh my! That was the bane of my life.
I have something to say about that in a second, but when we watched it, it was so scratched. Like half the movie was completely messed up. But here's one thing that I did. I can't believe I'm going to say this. When I got really angry, angry at my family or something, like when I was scolded or something, I was really grumpy, I decided to mess up, like scratch up. I decided to scratch up some of the DVDs. Oh my gosh.
You are a monster.
I was like, I'll show them, and I take like a pencil or something and like really scratch it up.
You are a monster.
I was a monster. I can't believe I did that.
Oh my gosh.
I remember like immediately regretting it because one time I did it with The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and I freaking loved that movie, and I scratched it up, and I muted.
Dude,
and
why
I,
would you damage
listen,
the
no,
one
listen,
that
listen,
you
listen.
Like. Damage
I
the
loved,
one that other people
because
like.
My family liked it as well, so I scratched it up, and then I started crying because I scratched up my favorite movie.
That movie sucks.
8-year-old me loved it. I loved it. I loved the final
You're a horrible
battle scene.
Person.
I loved the final battle scene.
8-year-old was a horrible person.
I was a terrible 8-year-old. But I can't believe it. I was like, I'm going to show them. I'm going to take this movie that we all love and then scratch it up. And then I start crying because I love that movie so much that I ruined the DVD.
Jackie, if I discovered that you scratched my DVDs, I would have literally killed you.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, let's go back to the positives already.
Wait, I had something to say about Loki. What was it? Oh, no, that's a critique on the Loki show. I'll save that for later. Positives, Jimmy Woo.
Okay, Jimmy Woo was great.
End of list. Jimmy Woo, end of list.
Yeah. Jimmy Woo, end Jimmy of Woo. List. We haven't, like, we can talk about, like, the subplot with Jimmy Woo. I didn't care for it that much, you know? There were a lot of things in the show I didn't care about, but there were a lot of things that I really cared about. Like, I thought that Wanda's and Vision's relationship was just top-notch. I thought they had, like, the best chemistry of many Marvel movies or shows.
It was super cool watching Vision, like, slowly realize, like, what was sort of going on. And
That was sick. That was great.
It was kind of dope.
But, yeah, Jimmy Woo. And then, like, what do you think about his subplot?
It was boring. Unnecessary. Mm. You could have spent the whole show focusing on Wanda and Vision, and I could not have cared less.
I agree. I thought it was like a breath of fresh air at first. You know, we're stuck inside this town, and then episode 3 or 4, like, pushes up us outside the town. It felt like we could actually breathe for a second. You know, like, we could actually, like, we knew what was real this time. Like, okay, the government's on this. We don't know what's going on in the inside, but at least we know that there's a world outside of this. Like, that was a breath of fresh air. But then it seemed like
it wasn't that bad, but, you know.
It was interesting at first.
It wasn't, like, unnecessary, but it was nice to finally see what was happening.
Yeah, but, like, at a certain point, they weren't needed. You know, they, like, when that evil government guy sort of took over, they had no reason to be in the show. They were just like, oh,
the government was evil, as usual.
Yeah, they were like, oh, we're the resistance now. We're the governmental resistance. We're going to fight about. We're going to fight against.
And then
they had
that thing where Jimmy Woo was all talking about Cole and his friend, and then his friend never showed up.
Yeah, yeah.
So disappointing.
Screw that guy. Screw his friend.
But
never leave a bro on hold.
It seems like every Marvel show so far has had their Jimmy Woo. It's so funny. Like, the fans just, like, adopt this character.
Yeah.
Like, at first it was Jimmy Woo, then it was Zemo, and now for Loki,
it's everyone.
I don't know, probably gonna be someone like Eugene or something.
Wow.
Casey. I keep calling him Eugene. His name's Casey.
Wow. Wow.
Wow. You need to work on your wow.
Wow.
Your Owen Wilson wow is garbage. If they don't have Owen Wilson say wow in Loki, I'm gonna cry. And probably kill someone.
Well, luckily we live in different states. Wow.
I would kill you if you still lived here, but you don't, so I can't kill you. You're not an option anymore.
Ha, loser. Anyway, yes.
Wow.
I thought that at a certain point, all the old Jimmy Woo stuff kind of got boring. I still like their chemistry. I thought their, like, back and forth was pretty good, but it just didn't matter that much.
Plus, what is it with Marvel bringing back characters that nobody ever liked? Like, no one likes Darcy.
Yeah.
That's her name, right?
I think people actually celebrated when she wasn't in Ragnarok.
Yeah, I celebrated. I did.
Yeah, same.
Well, no, I didn't, because I hadn't seen either of the first two Thor movies when I saw Ragnarok. But yeah. After I saw
Yeah, but
it was very confusing to me.
Yeah, but, like, on the topic of, like, evil government, and I know I'm going back to some of the negatives again, but I thought that having the evil government guy be extremely evil by, like, trying to shoot kids at the end, it just felt so random. Like, we get it. He's a sketchy dude. He's following protocol to a point. You know, he's rules. But now he has a gun. He's trying to shoot all these people. You know, it just made no sense. It just came out of nowhere. Like, I feel like this really needed, because It should be a fact that Wanda was sort of the villain of the show. She was the protagonist, but she was sort of the villain, you know? She did the main bad things in the show, and people were trying to stop her.
Yeah,
but
she should have been, like, the villain. Like,
but
I get Agatha to, like, push her on, but it should have been, like, a fight between her and herself.
But what I feel like was happening was,
like,
mentally, when they tried to convince us that, like, with all that bull crap about, they'll never know what you sacrificed for them. You know, like, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, right. Like, I feel like when they made
nothing,
that line, they realized they messed up, so now then they made the evil government guy really evil and made him shoot kids because they need the big bad villain, you know?
Yeah, they were just like, wait a sec, we're kind of setting up one of our characters to be kind of not good, and that's not something we can do. Here's a crappily written line to make you like her again, and this guy's shooting at children.
That's exactly how it went. Yeah.
So, but yeah, I don't know. It could have been executed better. They sort of dropped the ball at the end.
Yeah, but one thing for some reason, every time we've sat down to talk about WandaVision, we end up sort of like ignoring all the middle stuff. Like, we always talk about 1 and 2, and then we just skip everything and go right to the end. Like, we always ignore just how great the middle stuff is. Like, it's really good.
It's good, but it's not, like, remarkably so.
Like, I feel like for this show, like, this show would never, I don't think this show was ever going to be remarkable because it's supposed to be very low-key, you know? It's a low-key mystery.
Low-key? No, Jackie, that's 2 shows later. This is WandaVision.
Ha, funny joke, haha, laughing.
But, I don't know, the episodes in the middle, there's nothing really to talk about. It's just like...
They were good. They were really good.
They were good, yeah.
Like, they had like, very good developments, you know? Like, everything...
They developed the characters well. Those commercial things were pretty dope. I still don't know what they were.
Yeah, and they should have had sweet dreams when Quicksilver showed up.
Bro, that's such a waste. Like, imagine this. They're talking. Then suddenly you hear, boo, 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 or however it starts with the instrumental. And then, it's playing. She goes to answer the door. You see the back of his head. And then it fades to the credits. And it's like, sweet dreams are made of this. And then it, like, play that through the whole credits. And I literally, like, I already was pretty excited. But I literally would have, like, peed myself or something. I don't know. It was but then they threw him away for a boner joke.
Yeah, pretty much. I like the X-Men movies. I haven't seen all of them. I've mostly just seen like the newer ones, but
yeah,
the two scenes I always go back to every few months on YouTube are the Quicksilver scenes, like
because they did a speedster right.
Yeah,
very. It's very rare in media that they get speedsters right. And the only thing I've seen so far that did that is those 2 scenes of Quicksilver and, like, the first 2 seasons of The Flash.
Yeah.
And then after that, there's not much.
Honestly, I think that The Flash in Zack Snyder's Justice League was actually pretty good.
I haven't seen it, so...
Yeah, I thought that they kind of set him up as, like, he's... He's a superhero, but he doesn't know what to do, you know? He has no idea what he has no idea what he's supposed to do. And it's basically how all these speedsters are. They don't know what they're supposed to do. They're fast, you know? Like, what can I do? I'm fast.
I kind of like to think of Barry Allen as the DC Peter Parker, in a way.
He sort of is.
Sometimes.
And that seems...
Like, he's this guy that does all this stuff, but he's kind of funny or whatever.
Then Rich Gadget's guy shows up and saves his ass.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's I don't know. But Marvel, it almost makes me feel like I'm pretty sure someone even said that they had a scene filmed with the song.
Yeah, there
like
was
a speedster scene.
There were so many.
They had to cut it because of COVID.
There were so many supposed leaks leading up to the finale. Like, Doctor Strange was supposed to show up. Mephisto was supposed to show up.
Yeah, I read that all the commercials were like, supposed to be, like, messages from Doctor Strange or
something.
Yeah, like,
Quicksilver was supposed to have another sweet dream scene. You know, they had all this stuff leading up.
It's so good.
And then the finale comes around. And none of it happens. And then the guy who did the leaks gets clowned to an eternity.
Like, even if he's not... Even if he is still Ralph Boner, just, like... Give him, like, he was still Quicksilver inside of the bubble.
Yeah.
He had the speed. So you could still give him a scene before he isn't Quicksilver anymore just to satisfy us.
Yeah, I just can't convince myself that Marvel would do that. Because we know that the multiverse is coming, you know? Heck, we have Doctor Strange, multiverse of
Loki's
madness.
Loki's kind
of
setting it up.
It's
they have
right
a
around the corner.
It in the name.
It's right around the corner.
There's got to be something that they had to cut or something that's they set up secretly or somehow, right?
I think they're going to do more with him. I do think I feel like the way he laughed at his name, I feel like that's just that shows that he was just like, given it.
This is kind of funny that they gave me this code name.
Yeah, something like that. And yeah, see, it's such, and it's a name he'd choose, isn't it?
Uh huh.
It's such a yeah, quicksilvery thing to do.
Like, you know,
I just think it just
Multiverse of Madness movie is beginning to seem like the next, not Civil War, like they're gonna fight each other, but like
Infinity War, where all the stuff is done.
It's a single hero movie, but like everybody's there.
Yeah. Well, like, who's supposed to be in it?
I still don't
Wanda?
Know why that's called Captain America.
I think it's
I thought Spider-Man was part of it.
I
right?
think it's because Multiverse Captain America is the protagonist. He's the main protagonist, and Iron Man is the one opposing him.
I still think it should have just been called Civil War with no prefix.
Yeah, I think it should have been
like Marvel's Civil War. Or
oh, that would have been cool. I think, like it's like its own thing. You know, it's none of these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, cause I don't know. It just did. I ever tell? I know I've told you that it's the first Marvel movie I ever saw.
Yeah, that you were probably pretty confused.
I had no idea what was happening.
Yeah.
But all right, do you have anything else to talk about?
Yeah, so I've been hating upon the finale a lot. I just want to say it did have two really good moments in my opinion. First moment was White Vision, which we haven't really talked about.
Yes, that one scene where they talked was so good.
I thought that was really good. I thought that was really good because like they're like they have their cringy, like they're like throwing each other through the sky, and then they decide to work things out with philosophy, and I'm like, heck yeah, that's something Vision would do. It's very Visiony. Uh-huh. And then the other scene I really liked is when the what was it called?
Wanda said goodbye.
Yeah, but what's like the little? Is it called the Veil? Is that what they're in?
The Hex.
The Hex, is that what's the Hex? Okay, when the Hex is like slowly evaporating, and Wanda watches as Vision and her children are going away. I thought that was really.
Don't you mean Vision?
Yeah, I thought that was really
also
good.
Also known as Drippy Vision.
I thought that was really really well done.
It reminded me of Rogue One, the end of Rogue One.
Yeah, but
like the thing sweeps in and destroys everything.
I didn't feel anything for like how she was sad that her children are going because unlike Vision, they were never real. Her children were never real, so I don't know why they were making such a big deal about the children. Because she knew they weren't real.
It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird that she just made children.
Yeah, I don't want to think about the complications that brings up. But I don't know. I don't want to think about how they come into existence in her mind. What did she have to do to convince herself that they were real? if you see what I mean.
A little weird.
But I felt
I know it was based off of some comics thing where she like
I felt emotional about
her kids in real life or something.
Yeah,
but
like I got the emotional part, like how Vision's going away, just the whole children part. I don't care, they're not real. She knows they're not real.
Yeah, those two parts were really good, and then the one Halloween episode was also extremely good.
Oh yeah, everything, like I said, everything in the middle was great.
But specifically that one stands out. Like, I honestly can't remember what happened in most of the other ones.
Yeah.
But that one, like, you had
like, where you're just following Vision around and everything.
Ralph pulled up, and Vision is, like, slowly putting two and two together.
Yeah.
And Agatha's being sneaky without you even knowing it. And, like, I don't know. That one just, I think that's probably my favorite episode.
And that's when it seems that they're going to turn Wanda really into the villain. You know, she's, like, all controlling.
Yeah, they were doing that between her and Vision. They were setting it up. They were like, fighting and yelling, and I don't know. They dropped the ball at the end, but it's okay because the rest of the show was really good.
Yeah,
and there's plenty more Marvel shows for them to fix it. Like Loki, so far,
I know
pretty perfect.
I know other people can forgive bad endings. It's just not something I can.
The ending
forgive.
Is the most important part.
I cannot forgive a bad ending.
If the ending was good and the first six episodes were just okay, I like it more than the first six episodes being really good and the ending being bad.
Yeah, definitely.
Because the whole point of the first six episodes ultimately is the end.
Yeah, but you know, I'm fine with it. I thought it was like a really, I thought it was a very strong start for Marvel. You know, if we like compare it to, it's the first canon.
If you compare it to the other Marvel TV shows, like I watched a little bit of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That was pretty good until it stopped being good.
But is that canon, though?
It was for a long time. I think they might finally be kicking it out.
Okay. I think it's the first budgety show. It has an actual budget this time. And it seems like
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was good until they started introducing random crap that didn't make any sense.
Yeah. But this is like the first important show that's released.
This is the first one that actually seems like we were talking about at the beginning, it actually matters.
Yeah,
it's actually going to do something.
So I think it's a very strong start. And I think
that was what I was saying at the start. Shows you don't have to watch for the story.
I don't think Marvel will ever have a straight out bad movie or bad show. You know, there are a lot of things.
Got close with Thor: The Dark World.
I think that. I'll take that back. I think Thor: The Dark World was bad.
I kind of like it just because I like Thor.
I think it was the only. It's probably the only one that I think is actually bad, but I don't think they're going to have any more because I think they have all their stuff under control. So yeah, I think this.
They've
was
got
a
like
really
a
good
way.
Start.
I don't know what they do to it, but it just. It comes out good all the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then it got even better with Falcon and the Winter Soldier, which we'll be talking about very soon. And then it got even better after that with Loki, so hopefully it's only up from here.
Yeah, so far for me, it's gone. This was really good. I thought that Falcon and Winter Soldier was good. I thought it was overall good. It wasn't like a huge standout show. It, you know, wasn't magnificent. I thought that... It was very good, you know. I don't think it was better than the best parts of this, but overall, I think it's a bit more clean, you know.
This was good, but really good until the end. But they didn't stick the landing at all. And then Falcon and the Winter Soldier, I actually really enjoyed. There were just some things that bothered me, which I'll talk about next week.
Yeah, mostly
and
the ending.
Loki, less about the ending.
Loki.
There's only one word to describe Loki, which, in the words of Owen Wilson, is.
Wow. I have to
no,
get rid of that.
Your wow sucks.
Wow. How do you say it? Here, do it again.
Yeah, it is kind of scary, Gary, because both the shows so far have had kind of weak endings. The Falcon and the Winter Soldiers was better than WandaVision, but it wasn't the best thing ever. It was good, but it wasn't the best thing ever. It wasn't as good as the rest of the show.
Yeah.
But I still really liked it. I don't know why I listened to you, but it would be really sad if they screw up the ending of Loki.
Yeah, I do. I feel like the ending of WandaVision was due to COVID. I don't know what it is. I haven't read anything saying that it was because of COVID. COVID killed the ending, but I just feel like...
It just has to be. There's no way they dropped the ball that bad.
I just don't see that happening. I feel like the show was so methodical. I don't see them going into...
It was lazy.
And outside in a suburban neighborhood during the day. What boring... battlefield is that is such a boring set to fight on, you know, to have your finale on in the middle of
it being in the day or
no,
whatever.
I like day fights, but in a nice little cute suburban neighborhood during broad daylight and it's sunny outside. It just didn't work. It felt so weird.
One last note to end it out that just, as always, doesn't really have to do with WandaVision, but has always just kind of pissed me off, is that people think that dark movies have to be set in dark settings, and that's always bothered me so much. You know, it can be light out when someone is getting murdered, right?
Yeah. I think some of my favorite, one of my favorite thrillers, Zodiac, has a bunch of day killings. It's just broad daylight, everyone's happy, then someone gets killed in a brutal manner. And it has such a huge effect because you're like, I think bad things happening during the day in movies really, really uplifts the gravitas of it.
A Quiet Place did this to me and it pissed me off because it was daytime the whole movie and then poop hit the fan and it became night all of a sudden. Like, why?
I don't think it would work as well during the day though.
It would be way more impactful because the whole point is the monsters can't see, so day or night doesn't matter.
But it matters. I think it matters to the audience because this is supposed to be a single day, so we should see both the morning and the night play out completely. And
that is the one reason. But it just annoys me that it's always dark when
the
stuff goes
down. But also, just the aesthetic of the red lights And it's, like, setting the stage for the finale and everything.
It's not bad. It's just movies always do this, and that was an example.
Yeah, like they feel like they have to do it.
Yeah, sometimes. Like,
Like, the finale has to be at night.
It happened in Falcon and the Winter Soldier. The finale was at night.
Yeah.
Like, why? It's just, like, it bothers me.
Yeah.
Harry Potter did this atrociously. Yeah, as the movies go on, like, by the seventh movie, you can't even see anything. It looks like this dark garage that I'm sitting in that does not have lights. And yes, I'm sitting in a garage on a lawn chair. It sucks.
Everything conveniently happens so that a gaping crowd of 13-year-olds won't circle around the main event in the movie. You know, like every big event conveniently happens at night so that all the first years don't show up and start waving their wands at whatever's going on, you know?
But it's not even that. Even when it's day, it's always gray and cloudy. Like, I think there's like one sunny scene in the last movie. That's the one thing that bothers me about Harry Potter is that I'm pretty sure it's said specifically in the book that like the scenes where Voldemort dies and stuff is in the morning, like early morning, because the battle took all night.
But he dies. It's sunny when he dies in the movie as well.
No, it's not. It's like gray and raining.
The sun's like lifting, and then once he dies, you know, like you see the sun come up, and they're standing on the bridge and everything. It's like really sunny.
Well, that's the smallest problem I would have with that scene. So.
Honestly, is but he dies during early morning, and then as he dies, the sun comes up.
I take it back then, but that scene's literally the worst scene ever made. I hate it.
I disagree.
It ruined Voldemort. It ruined.
I disagree.
You like that scene?
I do like that scene. I know what you're going to say.
They like make out and they like he disappears.
Yeah.
The whole point is he died like a regular human.
Yes,
being,
I know.
I
know.
He was never anything special. I've said this to you 1,000 times.
Yes, I know. I just I get it. I just like how they did it in the movie as well. I thought it looked cool.
The movie makes it seem like he sort of accomplished something. He didn't. He was just some regular dude who tried to be immortal and failed. And it's actually really funny because Dumbledore was like 100 years older than him. So if he had just stopped meddling with immortality, he would have lived way longer.
But I liked how he shriveled though, because he literally had no living thing left in him. So obviously he would disintegrate, you know? It just seemed
the whole point is he didn't die in a special way. He just died.
But then it just doesn't make much sense in the book. Because
it does.
It would make sense that he really
he's
would.
He's just a lifeless corpse.
But he's not a corpse. Here's the thing. He has so little living thing left in him that if he did die, he'd basically just turn to dust. That's sort of just how it would happen.
Yeah, but that's not really the way they showed it. They sort of showed it that Harry disintegrated him.
I think just both work. They do.
No, they don't. Only one of them works.
Moving on.
Only one of those things works, Jackie.
Okay, so we'll talk about Winter Soldier and Loki in separate videos. I think, hopefully, if Loki turns out, like, continues to be as good as it is, it will be a...
We'll probably make one halfway through that show rather than waiting through the end, but I'm not sure.
We'll see. I'll be a very happy boy.
It depends
boy
what
if
happens.
Good. I think we'll do halfway through the show of Bad Batch. Because Bad Batch is like 16.
If it's not good, I'm going to cry. Loki, the next episode. Yeah. But Bad Batch has like one episode till it's halfway through, so you could get something from that.
It's actually already
we'll
halfway
Falcon
through.
Falcon the Winter Soldier. There's a couple shows that I've... Or there's another show and a couple movies I want to talk about, but I'm not going to mention that because then I get people's hopes up, even though... I don't even know if there's anyone out there to get their hopes up.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's our thoughts on a show that is now 5 months old and no one cares about anymore. And all the fun theories that we could have talked about are long over. Like, it would have been way more interesting to make an episode halfway through and theorize, but...
But here's the genius of our situation. Here's the genius of our situation. We get to be little parasites upon everyone else's opinions. So we've had a lot of time to soak in the shows and really think about it. So when we give our opinions will be so much better than everyone else's opinions. And then...
Or our opinions will just be a combination of everyone else's opinions that we heard and thought were cool and was like, yeah, that's my new opinion.
Exactly. But, you know, it makes us seem very smart, doesn't it? Like, we have these well-thought-out opinions with multiple levels, and when we say them, people go, oh my gosh, you are smart because you have a well-thought-out opinion. And then
I was gonna say
Hollywood,
the one good thing about putting this out and then, now is that, like,
and then Disney will come to us. And then Disney will come to us and they're like, we like your opinions. Be the face of our organization. And then we don't want to be the face of our organization because we would never bow down to the mouse. Because the mouse,
you're telling me you would say no if Disney asked you
I
to
would,
be the face of their organization.
I would never bow down to the mouse. The mouse has no power over me. You know, I'm sure if I say no to the mouse,
well,
I'll be
the mouse
lying.
Has
in,
power over me.
I'm sure if I say no to the mouse, I'll be lying in an unmarked grave in Queens 2 weeks later. But that is a sacrifice I'm willing to make.
I would gladly say yes to you, Mr. Mouse. Just
wow, shill.
I'm not going to give you my number, but I think our business email is somewhere in there.
Wow, what a Disney shill. Am I right?
If you like put me in charge of a show, that'd be nice. Even though I don't think. Yeah,
you can.
I'll do that gladly.
You can do.
You don't have to murder me.
You can do the new Little Mermaid movie.
Hey, you know how rich I'd be after that? Really rich.
Really rich. What if it flops?
It's Disney. They better be paying me a lot.
What if it flops though? Okay, let's end this off.
I'll still make bag. Yeah, that's WandaVision. We're the Unwatchables. Ironic name for a YouTube channel. And signing off for now.
Bye.
Peace, nerds.